AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Trump is ordering an investigation into whether imports of steel are jeopardizing national security. He signed an order at the White House today, surrounded by executives from U.S. steelmakers.
These were the greatest companies in the world years ago, and today they've been hurt, but they'll be great again, and they'll be great, I think, very soon. We're going to impose very, very strict regulations on unfair competition from the outside world.
A 1960s trade law gives the president authority to restrict imports if they are determined to be harmful to U.S. security interests. The Syrian government says it has formally asked the United Nations to send in experts to investigate the suspected chemical attack in Syria earlier this month. President Bashar Assad said the UN has not sent anyone yet and blamed Western nations and the United States in particular for not allowing the experts to travel to Syria. A Bill O'Reilly accuser is talking on TV about her experience with the now-fired Fox News Channel host. Here's the AP's Warren Levinson.
Perkita Burgess said on the ABC show The View that when she was a Fox News temporary worker 9 years ago, Bill O'Reilly would come around her desk and grunt at her or leer at her or call out to her, "Hey, hot chocolate."
Not only did it go, was it sexual, I took that as a very plantational remark.
Yeah.
Burgess says she never complained to Fox or the temp agency while she worked there, though she posted some complaints on social media. She says she came forward when O'Reilly's behavior became headline news because it made her feel victimized again. When O'Reilly was fired,
I felt triumphant.
O'Reilly insists he's the victim of a smear. Warren Levinson, New York.
Russia's Supreme Court is banning the Jehovah's Witnesses from operating in the country. It's now considered an extremist group. The Jehovah's Witnesses claim more than 170,000 adherents in Russia. Wall Street stocks remain higher. The Dow is up 174 points. This is AP Radio News. Officials in Britain say they haven't been able to trace the rightful heirs of a trove of gold coins found stashed inside a piano.
The school that owns the piano and the tuner who found the gold are now the heirs, after a coroner investigating the find declared it treasure. But a couple who had owned the piano for 3 decades before donating it to the local school will likely miss out. Coroner John Ellery says, despite a thorough probe, we simply do not know who concealed the coins. The hoard was discovered last year when the piano was sent for tuning. Under the keyboard, neatly stacked in hand-stitched packages and pouches, were over 900 gold sovereigns and half-sovereigns minted in the 19th and early 20th centuries. Charles Ledesma, London.
Sidney Chafee from the Codman Academy Charter Public School in Dorchester in Boston is this year's National Teacher of the Year from the Council of Chief State School Officers. She is believed to be the first charter school teacher to win the award. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.